The stated priority of current immigration law is to deport people who have committed crimes of violence or drug dealing and are in the U.S. illegally. Jaime Martinez's only crime is entering the United States from Mexico twice illegally. He first came to the U.S. in the 1990s and worked in a restaurant where he met his wife, Jennifer, a Manitowoc native. She says when they decided to get married in 2001, they tried to get him citizenship.
Him and I both went to Mexico. We applied. They denied him. Then they put a stamp on his passport that he was unable to re-enter the United States for 10 years.
But Martinez did return and was caught at the border and deported in 2002. He crossed the border again illegally in 2003 and married Jennifer. Since then, he's been working at a Manitowoc restaurant and raising four small children. His attorney, Stacy Teuber, says he volunteers at the YMCA and helps run youth charity events. She says that should qualify him for the new discretion policy.
If he isn't who it was meant for, who is? I mean, he's got a steady job. He supports five U.S. citizens, well-liked in his community. But in practice, he's what they call an egregious immigration violator.
A statement from the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Office in Chicago says Martinez's deportation is an example of both smart and effective law enforcement that targets people who've been previously deported. Martinez is appealing his case to the new public advocacy office based at the White House. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.